Yeah. That's the theme from Big Brother. Big Brother 18, season 18, kicked off last night. And if you're a regular listener to the show, you know I watch it every summer. And I love it. Last night was the debut of the new season, the big two-hour. It's a big two-night extravaganza. 2 hours last night. It started, I was watching it, and Ed Curran decided to get on the TV and talk about tornadoes, which of course makes sense because it was a very scary night, and there was a lot of very, very dangerous weather that was sweeping through the Midwest. And so live coverage took precedent, which it should. And as a result, I did not get to see anything but the first half hour of last night's Big Brother 18 premiere. Esmeralda, you ever watch Big Brother?
I do not. Never got into it.
Oh, I love it. I love it. And it's already crazy. The first half hour has already been crazy.
How do you get into so much trouble in the first half hour? And when I mean trouble, hijinks.
Well, it's not so much hijinks. It's just that they add all these crazy twists and stuff. And a lot of the people, at this point, because it's been on for 18 seasons, the people who are now auditioning to become cast members on the show they're like Big Brother fanatics. So, they're always, trying to look for twists, even right at the beginning. And they've already had two sort of twists. Two of the cast members, one is the brother from a cast member of two seasons ago, and he wants to try and keep it a secret, because everybody knows the game. And then another one is the sister of a girl who made it to the final two last year. And she was her name was Vanessa, and she was a very memorable contestant and very, very tricky. And played all sides and just really played the game very well. And already people are recognizing her. They cut to the confessional booth. Oh, that's Vanessa's sister. I know it. So stuff like that's already happening. But I have some facts about Big Brother. It all began as a Dutch show. I don't know if you knew that or not, Esmeralda. But it began as a Dutch show. Now, Dan, do you ever watch Big Brother?
I think I've watched 10 minutes once. That was about it.
Yeah. This is why I need Dan to watch it. This is why I need Feinberg to watch it, because I have no one to talk to. No one. Nobody I know watches it. I do. It's three nights a week.
It should really tell you something.
It also, what does that mean? That it's not popular? It's on its 18th season.
Yeah, but God.
My cousin Pat always asks me about you watching the show because she watches it.
Yeah. We've talked about that in the past.
Yeah, she's called in once or twice.
Yeah.
You're the only two I know.
Yeah. But it's a great show. I love it. It's three nights a week, and I watch all three nights. It's three nights a week, and I watch all three. It's Wednesday, Thursday, Sunday, and I watch it all three nights. And then there's a live feed that you can go to online, and you can watch the house guests anytime you want, 24/7. There's also Big Brother After Dark, which is on the Pop channel,
so when they're doing dirty things?
Well, it's just the cameras are on for another two. It's like a two-hour show, and it's just the cameras with no interruption. The cameras are on. So if it's 2 o'clock in the morning, you can watch what the house guests are doing at 2 o'clock in the morning.
So what do they do when things get amorous?
They do not. In some cases, they do not cut away. But everybody knows that they're on television. So a lot of the hanky panky is either under covers, or they try to hide where a camera isn't, or they'll go into a closet or something.
How romantic.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, the romances, the showmances are fantastic. That's part of the fun of the show. Began as a Dutch show. Once the contestants pass the audition process, they are immediately and constantly supervised. Former participants have said that they were given only 60 to 90 minutes to pack a suitcase. Those that need to take a flight out to Los Angeles are not allowed to talk to anyone on the plane. There is a handler there to make sure that they don't break the rules. Their IDs and wallets are taken once they're at the hotel. Some contestants have not been able to read magazines or books at the hotel, while some have not. And they're given old episodes of the show to watch so they can prepare themselves before they get into the room. So you get advice on how to play the game. You got to know how to play the game, man. The format has been changed after the first season. Contestants are not told of outside events at all. So they're in this house for 3 months. They're in this house for 3 months. There's no TV. There's no contact to the outside world. Nothing. You're just in this house for 3 months. I mean, you have a big backyard and, you know, a pool and stuff. But that's it. No contact with the outside world. And that rule was, there was an exception in 2001 when 9/11 happened. That was the only time that they've ever allowed anybody to know what was going on. There's also a total media blackout. Fans have flown banners over the house. This is a very interesting thing. Because they'll fly, because there's a backyard. And, you know, they're outside, but people will fly things over the sky to give them messages, to give the house guests messages and stuff while they're stuck.
Like what? Just like, hey.
You know, like, hey, how's it going? Or, you know, like some people try to fly clues over, because there's a lot of stuff that the audience, when you're watching on TV, you're privy to a lot of stuff that many of the people inside the house are not. And so the people who are watching the show could give information to the people who are inside the house trying to win, you know, $500,000. It's awesome. The show's awesome. All right, I have more facts here. We'll talk about those later because we have to break. And then and after we break, we'll come back from the news. We're going to talk with Fred Weintraub. He's a journalist. He's in London right now. There's an historic vote that's happening right now. The polls are open in London. And they're voting to, you know, England is voting to leave, or whether they're going to leave the European Union or not. We're going to get into all of that. It's called Brexit. And we'll talk about that coming up after we break for the news.